This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Oh yeah, welcome to Party Line. Here we are on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors off the bat: Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Red Caps, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Big Deals, save money right now, and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, helping us out too. Our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, which is not up this morning. I'll explain that in just one moment. Always brought to you, except for today, by Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Blackhawk Winery, ProBite Computers, 51 West Event Center, Minute Print It, BCS Michigan Town, Genda Funeral Home, and Albee Q's in Flora. I am Kevin Keith, and that is Melissa Miller over there. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
How you been?
Busy.
Yeah? Busy weekend, huh?
Very busy.
Well, good deal. I think that's good. I had a busy weekend, too. I was down at the Hispanic Heritage Days on Saturday evening, or afternoon and evening, and if I didn't leave at 6 o'clock, Melissa, I don't think I could have got out of there with the station van. We had so many people show up Saturday night. It was great weather and, wow, something for everyone. So it was a big, big, really good deal.
Yeah, from what I understand, it's one of the biggest crowds they've ever had, so that's pretty cool.
Yes, yes, I heard that too. And last year we did it at Prairie Creek Park as we just opened it up, and I talked to Karen Garza Saturday night, and she said last year they thought they had at least 1,000 people and were hoping and thinking they would have more than that that night. So I wouldn't be surprised if they reached 1,000 for sure.
Oh, yeah.
A good time nonetheless, and that certainly kept me busy for a few hours. And I peeked over there a little bit later Saturday night, and it was still packed with all the entertainment starting about 8 o'clock. So, very, very cool. We'll talk more about that in a moment. First, I wanted to let everyone know that in our continuing process to get better for you, Charlie Spradlin at ProBite and myself spent Friday afternoon here at the WILO Studios and Shine 99 and back in the engineering room putting in a new switcher for all of our stuff that needs switching here at the radio station. And that's going to help with our networking and everything being faster and quicker. But as a result, we have to go through and change every single IP address at every little computer workstation. And we thought of all of them Friday, and then over the weekend, we remembered the ones that we didn't think of. So Charlie is back in this morning, going to help us out. And it's all an easy fix. And if you know Charlie and you've had any work done by Charlie, you know that he's cool as a cucumber. And if he says he'll fix it, he'll fix it. So we're going to get all those little bugs squared away here, Melissa, and then we'll be all right. So stand by.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and check the Skywatch weather forecast. And before we do that, we're going to do this.
Do you think the sun will shine?
Weatherman, weatherman.
Do you think that we will have charming weather?
Charming weather, we would like to go away for a week, and so we pray, won't you please tell us all about the weather?
Now, one of the things not working here is our internet in the studio. So I've got to pull up forecast on my phone here. Actually, Todd figured out a way to print it out, but I wanted to get the current temperature. And I'll pull that up here in just a moment as I'm trying to punch that in my browser bar. And the Skywatch weather
69.
Forecast. It is? Okay. It went up a little bit then. Yeah, that's what I've got too.
I have the app. I just pull it up.
Good deal. I had to punch it in. That's what I've got too, though, is 69. The Skywatch weather forecast today is showers and thunderstorms likely before around 11 o'clock this morning. Maybe, so it's kind of that 50-50 chance. If you look out to the northeast up toward Rossville, it looks pretty dark. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Becoming sunny later this afternoon, a high up to 81. Tonight, clear, low 58. Some sunshine tomorrow, high 86. Tomorrow night, clear, low 69. Chance of showers Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny, high 85. And then Thursday, how about mostly sunny, Melissa, and a daytime high 65. I'm going to love that on Thursday. That's going to be the first day of fall, too. So only appropriate. And then 41 the low Thursday night and 64 the daytime high on Friday with mostly sunny skies. Then Friday night for football Friday night, it's going to feel like football Friday night, cloudy and a low at 50. So currently,
I'm looking at the radar right now. Unless we get a pop-up, we're not going to see any more rain today.
Good, good.
But, you know, partly cloudy skies till the system all moves out.
Mm-hmm. And I know that overnight we got some rain, too.
Yeah, it came in about 2 o'clock, 2:15, somewhere around in there. Yeah. We got 1 4/10".
Oh, my gosh. We didn't get quite that much.
Yeah, Peoria, Illinois got 6 inches.
Oh, my goodness.
One of their news TV stations over there was flooded.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're off the air.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Well, luckily that didn't happen to us. That's a lot. That's a lot of rain in a short amount of time there, Melissa.
Yeah, we had a little lightning with it, a little thunder, but not a lot of wind or anything. It was just rain.
Well,
and it was out of here by 5:30.
Okay, so as we thought, it was just in and out in a couple hours. And I remember when I was going to bed last night, I looked at radar, and it looked like about that time, around 2 o'clock or so, it'd be moving in. As Melissa said, it's 69 at your official weather station, WILO. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we will be talking with Stephanie Cooper with the Clinton County Family YMCA. Stephanie, for a lot of you who may or may not know, is right now nursing an ankle or is it a possible torn ACL? Because, you know, she's so active. I got to ask her about this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she did that, you know, swimming or jogging or weightlifting or sitting in the dunk tank or what. But she's on crutches and a knee brace. So she's going to call us at 9 o'clock. I told her she didn't have to come in. It was all right.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
So
totally understand.
Yes, we do. Yes, you do, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah, he's actually getting around really well now, but
you brought the hubby in Friday here to the radio station. You let him get out a little bit, huh?
Yeah, actually, he's getting out pretty good.
Good.
So he no longer has to have the crutches. We don't know how long he's going to have the knee brace, but he doesn't have to have crutches anymore.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, it looked like he was getting around all right Friday. I hadn't seen him for a while, so.
Yeah, he's doing really well. Therapy's going well, and we'll find out the first part of October how well he's doing.
Where he's at, yeah. Well, you know, if therapy's going good, that's a good sign. So.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, so we've got Stephanie coming up at 9 o'clock. And later this week, we've got tomorrow's going to be, gosh, I can't believe it, September 20th already. We'll have Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition right here in the studio. Delphi Community Development Director J.T. Doan on Wednesday. Todd Corey back in with USB on Thursday. And Clinton Central Superintendent Jeremy Fuel coming up on Friday. And boy, Jeremy's the right guy at the right time for Clinton Central, as they have a lot going on, and he's kind of a younger guy, too, with a lot of energy out there, Melissa.
Yeah, they've got a lot of new people out there, and the kids seem happy, and everybody, and that's the main thing. The kids seem happy, and they're doing well, and so.
Getting kids to come out for sports and stuff like that. They got a big building project later this year and everything out there, so.
Yeah, speaking of sports and looking at Friday night, it was not real good, was it?
No, it was not. It was not real good. I think all three county schools lost.
Yeah.
Friday
Carroll
night.
Carroll won.
Carroll won, they did. And we talked all about it on Inside the Huddle on Saturday morning, but it was kind of a... I mean, all the coaches, they still showed up, and they stayed pretty positive despite, as a lot of them know, that they are in a, either in a rebuilding year or a first year, you know, for a coach as they're moving into positions
right.
and
well,
stuff
yeah.
here.
Yeah, like you said, you know, Clinton Central's got, what, 10 freshmen?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's an extremely young team.
Yeah.
And then you've got Clinton Prairie, who is doing well. They're still getting their, you know, feet underneath of them mm-hmm. with the, you know, the coaching staff and everything. But they played Sheridan.
Yeah.
And
Sheridan's
Sheridan has a tendency
year.
To get in your head.
Yeah, you're right. And, that's what they were talking about Saturday morning.
Yeah, it does. Sheridan gets in your head. All you got to do is hear the name of the school when it comes to football.
Right.
Now, any other sport, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But with football, it does.
Well, Bud Wright won his, it was the 700th win, I think, for the school. And it was, I forget what the details were, but it was his 400 and something win. And Russ Casper actually sat down and talked with Bud a little bit. We played that interview back on Inside the Huddle a little bit Saturday morning.
You know, looking at the schedules with the games that are coming up, what we're going to have on Hoosierland TV this coming Friday, we got Carroll at Tri-Central, which I think Carroll's going to come out on top on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Paler at Sheridan, which Sheridan shouldn't have any problem with that one either.
Right.
Well, yeah, Sheridan right now, undefeated. Carroll and Sheridan, I believe, are both undefeated.
You are correct.
So towards the end of our schedule, that's going to be the games to watch.
Mm-hmm.
We got week 8, we got Clinton Prairie at Carroll. That's going to be a good game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then week 9, we have Sheridan at Carroll. So
talk about wrapping up the season with some hot games, man.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're going to wrap it up right before we go into sectional play. It's going to be tough games.
All right. Again, coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Stephanie Cooper here in just about 10 minutes. I'm going to go to Carl Lane here in just one moment on the phone. I want to first say a special super-duper thank you to Rodney Bounce with CNR Catering, who was able to bring us over. My gosh, Melissa, you missed it Friday. No, you
no,
were here
I didn't
with Friday.
Miss it.
Yeah, no, boy, it seems like 2 weeks ago was Friday. Let's see, what did he bring in? We had spaghetti.
Fettuccine.
Fettuccine.
And spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
And then we had tossed salad.
Yeah, big old fresh
and
salad.
Breadsticks.
Breadsticks.
And a pudding dessert, a cheesecake pudding dessert. That one I did not understand.
I didn't figure that one out. I didn't get none of that either. I think they ate that before we got off the air, maybe. Now, there was a angel food cake back there, too, I saw. So.
Yes, that was brought in by staff.
Oh, very good. Okay.
And I ate that.
Well, special thanks to Rodney Mounds for bringing that over and feeding the staff. You will get no more love any quicker from the radio people if you bring free food. So.
Oh yeah,
we certainly appreciate that.
Anybody who wants to take on the task of feeding us,
yeah, right. Now I know yesterday they had their Scare on the Square meetup party at 5 o'clock at CNR Catering. I would like to get some kind of report from that to see if the public had some great ideas to bring their way. Carl Lane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin. Melissa. How's the crops doing this year? Is there going to be 200 bushel an acre of corn and 60, 70 bushel an acre of beans?
Early reports right now, what I'm hearing on what little beans have been cut,
yeah,
just in the kind of Clinton County, Howard County, Carroll County area, just those three counties right there,
uh-huh.
We're looking at like 60 and 70 bushel beans right now.
That's awesome.
But you know, that's just early. There's fields out there that aren't going to produce anything like that. So, and it's still early yet.
What do you think?
Not a lot of stuff is ready. As far as corn goes, that's going to be a bigger story.
Well, what do you think?
That the corn, we're just lucky, though, right through here, Carl. We really are. We got rain. You know, some parts of our area got rain where others didn't. I know Jamie and I talked about this on the air last week, you know, down around Colfax in that area, they didn't get the rain that we did up here around Middle Fork and Carroll, around Burlington and Flora. They had more rain than anybody in the area. So their numbers are going to look a lot better than some of the others. But what worries me right now is some of it's drying down and some of it's not. So we may be looking at some.
Did the ears spill out? On the corn?
Yeah.
That's
For the most part, I mean, there's some that that didn't, but, you know, in a good year, we see corn with, you know, one or two ears on it, at least, you know, maybe even three.
Yeah. Well,
and for the most part, we're seeing just single ears. So there's not a lot of doubles out there.
It just costs so much money to farm anymore with the prices of everything. It's just unreal, and I didn't have nothing to do, and I took my wife. She's on a 10-day cruise in the Caribbean.
Oh, cool!
And I said, if you want to go on another one, be gone 20 days. I said, I'd be all right, babe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gonna invite me over?
I haven't did anything since she's been gone.
Well, you'll have to invite me over, Carl.
Well, you can come over anytime you want to.
All right. Thank you.
But I stopped at Myers. It's about, I don't know, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, Eric Hansen, And because she gave me a $6 coupon where I could use $6 free money, see?
Okay.
And so I went in there, and I got me some trash bags. And I was looking around at that price of that stuff, and I thought, you know, $6 chips and $6.
Yeah.
I said, well, I was going to get me some of that black bacon. I really, really like it, but I went back there and they had it. But they want $8 a pound for that stuff. I said, I ain't eating no $8 a pound bacon.
That's actually a good price. I've seen some for as much as 10 or 12 a pound.
Well, I won't eat bacon
I
won't eat. I'll quit.
Yeah.
You can't. These people today, and I make good money, Kevin, but these people today, I feel so sorry for them because the price of everything is just so high. It's just, and they're not going to come down. Once they go up like that, that stuff ain't coming down, Kevin.
You know what? I've said that the whole time, too, Carl. You're right. And it takes both me working, my girlfriend working. We're trying to feed three or four kids, you know. It's not easy. You're right.
On the way to the airport, my wife asked me, she said, honey, she says, you gripe all the time. Was there anything that you can say positive about President Biden? And I sat there, and I sat there. I was about 30 minutes went by on the way to the airport. She says, you never did answer the question. I said, I'm still thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm
with you.
I just don't know anymore.
I know, man.
So, hey, I tried to get a hold of you, Kevin, Friday night, and I tried to get a hold of Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me these numbers, but I figured I wouldn't get a hold of nobody.
Give me a call after we get off the air here, Carl, and I'll make sure we got each other's phone numbers. I'll stop over and visit you one day this week.
Okay. But what I was getting at was I wanted to. Now, I'm old school.
Sure.
You know that, Kevin.
Sure.
I like to listen to the radio. And I like to listen to football on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the Colts are playing, I would rather listen to it on the radio than watch it on the TV.
That's cool.
Because it's like Bern Casper said, you picture things in your mind that might not actually happen.
Right.
You get that picture.
Right. It's the media of the mind.
Yes. Yes. But we're not going to have that no more, are we?
No.
We're not going to have no more radio. Now,
that's
I got
right.
to listen to Clinton Central's football game on the radio, but I couldn't hear Sheridan.
Yeah, you were listening to the other guys, weren't you?
No, I'm not rooting for the other guys. I just like to listen to the radio.
Right.
It's they say some comical things, and I like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got it all over at HoosierlandTV.com now. You'll
well,
have to have your wife.
I don't want that.
I know.
I'm old school.
I know. I understand.
Now, maybe other people like that. I do not like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the radio. That's like Byrne said. It's radio. You can picture things in your own mind.
Yeah, leave a little something to the imagination, right?
Yes. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm just old school.
No, I think everybody's got their own opinions on that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Kevin, you and Melissa have a wonderful day. God bless both of you.
Thank you, Carl. Give me a call after we get off the air, all right? Appreciate that. Couple quick things here, Melissa. I wanted to go ahead and play this Bud Wright interview that Russ had with Coach Wright as we go to our commercial break, because it was just 2 minutes long. And, of course, after a big win like that, everybody is pulling Coach Wright in every direction, so it was.
Oh yeah,
it was very good of Russ to hold his professionalism while everyone was trying to grab Coach Wright. So we're going to play that here in just a moment. Rodney sent me a text and said that the dessert that we had was the elephant ear cheesecake. And
okay,
wow, man, I tried that last year.
He's talked about that before.
Yeah, I've tried it last year. We've had it before. Now, I think the staff ate it all before I got, you know, off the air. So I didn't even know we had that. But
yeah, I knew it was back there. But by the time I made it back there, I'm like you, it was gone because you know I was trying to do production. So
I don't want to badmouth the royal family, but as absurd as it is to us here in America to have a queen and royalty and monarchs, and I know that a lot of people take this serious. A lot of Americans like to watch the royals and check everything. I've always thought they were quite strange, not just because they're English, just because they're weird. And some of these traditions and things that they have to do, the more I hear about the royals, the more weirder they become. Even something as absurd as the royal family and, of course, the entire UK mourning the death of Queen Elizabeth. But there's another group of mourners, the royal bees. I don't know if you heard Todd Berryman talk about this, but this is a real thing. Royal bees, royal beekeeper John Chappell, had to inform the beehives at Clarence House and Buckingham Palace of the monarch's passing and the ascension of King Charles to the throne. I'm serious here. It's a tradition called telling the bees where the hives need to be told of their owner's death. Chappell draped each hive in black ribbons and said, "The mistress is dead, but don't you go. Your master will be a good master to you." So, even more weird,
you know,
strange things going on.
Let's stop and think. Many of these traditions that they are still holding to,
mm-hmm,
have come down from, you know,
oh, sure,
the 1300s, the 1400s.
Sure.
This stuff's been passed down forever.
I know.
And, you know, more power to them to be able to hang on to those traditions and pass them down.
I normally like stuff like that and appreciate,
you know,
stuff like that. I think it's a little strange. And the more I hear about the royal family, the stranger it gets. So,
well,
all right.
It's like the paparazzi and all that stuff over there. The rags that they have over there are so much worse than the ones we have here.
You're right. We don't know how good we have it here.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So,
all right. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to play this Coach Bud Wright interview with Russ Casper. As we go into our commercial break, we'll come right back. Stephanie Cooper with the Clinton County Family YMCA coming up next on Wylo's Party Line.